It's time for another of our Academic All-Star interviews today on the radio. And today we go to Farmington High School and check in with Jessie Miller. She is this year's valedictorian at Farmington High School. And Jessie, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Hey, that's quite an honor to be named valedictorian, especially at a school like Farmington where you have so many seniors vying for that. You had to beat out some good competition, didn't you?
I did. There was a lot of really close races for this, and especially towards the end, the counselors were saying that it was between like hundredths of a GPA point.
That's a close race, isn't it?
It is.
Now, did you think when you walked through the doors as a freshman at Farmington High School, by golly, I'm going to be valedictorian when I'm all said and done, or did it just kind of come up that way?
Well, it was definitely a hope to be top 10, but I never thought I'd stay valedictorian.
And you know, the thing is, it's not like that's all you did. You were really busy during your 4 years at Farmington, weren't you?
I was. I was a part of the high school volleyball team, varsity starter for 4 years, and I also played select volleyball in St. Louis, and so we were driving up there three nights a week for practice.
Did you get involved in any clubs or organizations?
Yes, I was a part of student council for 4 years, HOSA, which is kind of like a science club there, and then also National Honor Society for 2 years.
So like I said, you were busy, weren't you?
I was.
What was your favorite thing about your 4 years at Farmington High School? Does anything stick out?
I definitely really enjoyed the volleyball part because it gave you kind of a second family there.
Julie Ward, your coach for 4 years at Farmington, she had to be a big influence on you.
She was. She definitely pushed me to be the best person I could be and really influenced towards like always reaching your goals, trying to dream big.
Jessie, tell us about your parents.
My parents, they've always supported me in everything I've wanted to do. My mom and my dad both really, anything I tried to do, they always pushed me to do it well. And they drove me to St. Louis every night for practice. They never complained about it.
What are their names?
Oh, Rodney and Susie Miller.
And you have a younger sister. Tell us about her.
I do. She's a sophomore at Farmington right now. Her name's Abby Miller. She's also involved in the HOSA, and she plays volleyball. She looks up to me sometimes, I think.
Do you like being a role model?
I do. It's kind of hard sometimes because me and her butt heads, but in the end, we work it out.
Typical sisters?
Yeah, typical sisters.
Were you a role model and kind of a team leader this year for your volleyball team?
I was. I was captain this year along with some of the other seniors, but since I've been there for 4 years, they all really look towards me to kind of lead them on the court because I've had the most experience there.
Well, we talked about Coach Ward, Julie Ward. Were there any other teachers that when you were having a bad day or you really needed some help with something, were there any other teachers you went to?
Miss Reeves, the college biology teacher. I had her last year for MI, which is the third year of the PBS program. And she just always, like, she was just a happy person, and she just always brought everyone's spirit up.
Well, speaking of college, tell us about your college plans.
I'm going to Indiana University for pre-med and to major in biology.
What made you decide on that course of study?
Well, I applied there because they're a top five school for like biology and stuff, and I got direct admission to their College of Arts and Sciences, and I'm also going for rowing.
A scholarship?
Well, since I've never done it before, they're considered a novice the first year, and so they don't award scholarships to novices until second semester, and they only give those to the top three rowers.
Now, Farmington, not exactly known for its rowing program. How did you get involved in that?
Well, they actually found me on a recruiting website for volleyball, and since I got accepted there for biology, their coach reached out to me and just wanted to know if I'd be interested in trying it, and so I thought, why not?
Really? So you had never done rowing until that time, or?
I've done it a little bit at CrossFit, but I've never done it in a boat.
That must have been quite interesting when you first sat in that boat and did that.
It was. I kind of thought it was a joke when the coach reached out to me. Like, I thought they were just, like, mistaking me. But nope, is what I'm going for. And I thought since I'm starting a new chapter in my life, I might as well try a new sport while I'm at it.
Do you have any goals with this new rowing career, or just going to take it a boat row at a time?
I'm going to try to be one of the top 3, so I get scholarship second semester.
Might as well go all out, right?
Might as well.
So once you're all done with your education at Indiana, where do you hope to end up?
I hope to go to med school somewhere. I don't know where yet. I will figure that out when it's time.
Want to be a doctor?
I want to do pediatric anesthesiology.
What made you decide on that?
I don't really know. I just feel like that's something I would be interested in doing.
Like to help kids?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on being named the valedictorian at Farmington High School for the class of 2019. It's a great honor.
Thank you.
All right. That's Jesse Miller, the valedictorian at Farmington High School, joining us for another of our Academic All-Star interviews here on Regional Radio.